wake up in the morning, breathing life into my limbs. Hit my knees in gratitude, I got plenty thanks to give. Affirmations only rolling off my lips, doing all my mental check-ins. I'm working on my wellness.
You winning for life. Your mental is clear, your body is nice. You really the one. You stay in your lane, second to none. You stacking your funds. You standing on business but still having fun. You really be it. Your face called legit, yeah, you never miss.
Wake up in the morning, breathing life into my limbs. Hit my knees in gratitude, I got plenty things to give. Positive affirmations only rolling off my lips. Doing all my mental check-ins, working on my wellness.
Be well, be well, I want you to be well. Be well, I want you to be well. Be well, I want you to be well. Be well, I want you to be.
No word.
Welcome back to another episode.
Another one.
Of the Wellness Wives podcast. I'm Ash.
And I'm Court.
And we in this thing. That was hard.
Ash got it right,
that
y'all.
That was hard.
We ain't got to re-record that 3 seconds of intro.
Listen, we had to go lay it down. We had to go lay down the vocals, you feel me? Bring it to life.
Y'all like the new song? Y'all
let us know. With it? Let us know if y'all, you know.
Y'all fucking with the new new.
The new.
Y'all can jail that. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? This is episode 92.
92.
Shout out to all of our listeners. Thank y'all for tapping in wherever you at.
On all the podcasts, on all the platforms.
We are now on a few more things.
Amazon Music. Yes. Amazon Music. Yeah, you can check us out. iHeartRadio. Check us out over there. Yes,
you know, we're trying to give y'all more places that you can tap in.
Yeah.
Somebody asked us, it was like, I can't find y'all on Amazon Music. And I was like, oh, let me look into that.
I would have been like, girl.
You know.
Let me go show you where you can find it.
You feel me?
SoundCloud. You know. Shout out to SoundCloud.
Shout out to SoundCloud.
SoundCloud listeners are some of the most loyal listeners, man. Yeah. I love y'all over there.
They tapped all the way in on
Make
SoundCloud.
Sure y'all like and download. Let us know, you know. Yes. Let us know if y'all like the episode. Give us some feedback on the actual thing. That way we know y'all tapped in. Where y'all at. We love shouting y'all out. Y'all
yes.
cities.
Yes, yes. So, yeah. That's the best way to support us is with reviews. In ratings, you know, like
tag us on IG.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the Wellness Wives. Yeah.
Blow your girls up.
You do that. Do that.
If you like to be a sponsor on Wellness Wives, you can also send us a DM or you can email us thewellnesswives@gmail.com. So if you do music, poetry, or if you have a brand of some sort that you would like us to shout out, definitely hit us up.
All right, let's get into our wellness checks.
Yes, yes.
Baby.
Hey.
How you feeling?
I feel, I'm not going to hold you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. I'm tired, boss. Like,
she tired.
I'm tired. But, like, besides tired, I mean, I'm in good spirits, you know, it's been something every day, but it's been good things. You feel me? Like we've been outside.
Yeah. I know. I feel like we said on either the last podcast or the podcast before that or the podcast before that.
Okay.
That we don't get invited nowhere.
And we've been getting invited, y'all.
And I know it's not y'all that listen to this part. Y'all just do something different with y'all here,
and that's cool,
but it's cool.
So yeah, but besides that, I feel like I'm back in my creative bag because I fell off.
Yeah
mm-hmm. But I think it was with the new move and just getting acclimated with our new area that we live in with the new house and just everything.
Yeah,
you
the
know
things.
So now I feel like I'm getting into my own little flow. So that good. Feels good. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that for you, babe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, baby.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling, mind, body, and spirit?
Oh, in my body. Let's start there.
Uh-huh. In your body.
This body feels every year that it's been on this earth. So we recently started working out. You know, we got home gym or whatever. Because we ain't got no the luxury of having a gym in the apartment.
Right.
Which we didn't take much advantage of. But so we've been working out. I've been running, lifting my weights.
Come on now.
Getting into my, you know, eating better and drinking more water. Increasing my fiber intake.
It's important.
Starting with that body. That's what's been going on with that thing. Just, you know, trying to stay in good health, staying on top of my health. When it comes to my spirit, I definitely feel the newness of the spring equinox and the new year. Like, I celebrate, I'm a New Year's Eve baby, but I celebrate the new year for the spring equinox, which happens to be my sister's birthday. Which, I don't know, it's crazy like that.
Yeah,
but, I definitely feel like the newness of the energy, the refreshness of of life, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Sometimes you need refreshers, y'all, like, and it don't always come with taking a break. So I think for me, learning that I don't have to gas up when I'm on E. Ooh.
Come on with a word.
Knowing that I don't have to gas up when I'm on E, I could gas that thing up when I'm halfway. If I'm three quarters and I don't want to stop for a minute, you know what I'm saying?
That.
So I think that's how I feel, you know, spiritually and mentally as well. Just trying to stay on top of my, you know, I know we feeling better because, you know, seasonal depression.
Right.
It could get a hold of us. It didn't get a hold of me this year.
Blessed be.
Blessed be for that. So I'm already ahead, you know, but the sun is shining longer. You know, our days are longer. It's pretty outside. We had so many pretty days.
Yes.
And while I am tired.
Okay, don't act.
No. You know I lose my sleep.
Okay.
But I've been outside, y'all.
Been outside.
Exhausted.
We're going to get into it with your girl's been outside.
We've been having a ball, though. I can't lie.
Yeah. It's been real fun. It's been fun.
So, yeah.
That's what's up, babe.
Yeah.
I love that for you. You have definitely been in your wellness bag.
Deep. Getting in it deep, y'all.
You've been working out. You've been eating healthy. You've been very intentional about the things that you're putting into your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's what it is. Finding your pleasure and joy.
Period. In life. Defining your pleasure.
Come on now. Exactly. So, getting into the next segment of what's in our diet.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Where do we start? Okay. What's in our diet is loaded. Because like we said, we've been outside. So, we're going to kick it off with some of the things that we did.
Okay.
Okay, over the last few weeks, should we say?
Let's say month, because this will be the first time y'all hearing. Let's just say month,
because
depending on when you hearing this, it's March,
right?
It's April,
and then it might be, who knows when,
and it might be May, or June, July. I get you.
So we're going to kick it off at the top of March. It was rodeo season. You know, for us, we Texas gals.
Houston, be specific. We're Houstonians.
Yeah. Because, you know, we different. You feel me?
We are. I love my Texas, but different.
But Houston, you know what I'm saying? Got to be clear about that. So we kicked that thing off with going to the rodeo.
Yeah.
Had a blast. Did not know how healing that was going to be for my inner child. Aww. It was so much fun.
We had so much fun, y'all.
And y'all should have seen Court. Like, I honestly never seen Court in this form before.
Yeah, it's crazy.
She is a ride warrior. She was riding all the rides. Like, the craziest one. She, like, is, which one is the craziest?
Yeah,
because that's the one I want to get on.
I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
They can't even scream on that one. I'm getting on that one.
Yeah. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And somebody had mentioned to us, like, wow, like, seeing y'all at the rodeo just being, like, loving out loud and queer. And they was like,
it brought a tear to my eye. Like, yeah. Just thinking about being younger and wanting to go to the rodeo with my partner and not feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so I didn't even know that the depiction of us having fun at the rodeo would resonate with so many like queer folks.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I think for us, like, we just kind of like on a day-to-day basis, I don't think it's something that crossed our mind. Like, if it's something we want to do, we just kind of go do it. We don't even think about what it means to people. Like, I've had people just reaching out to me on some, you know, like, thank you for existing type thing. And I'm like, damn, do people know I need love right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but no, it feels good to know that, like, you know, just seeing that we are so free with how we move heals other people and shows other people that, like, this love is possible.
So
I think that's like a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? To be a part of and to be thought of in that way. But the rodeo for me was like a blast. I missed out on the pre-sale tickets. Like, this is the thing. Every year the rodeo come, we say we're going to go. We don't go.
We don't.
I actually found the first time we went to the rodeo, I found the tickets 10 years ago. Damn near to the date.
That's crazy.
10 years ago to the day. So I'm like, damn, it's been a long time. We go to the rodeo. I don't buy no carnival tickets and nothing beforehand. So when I get there, shit is hella expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know next time, just even if we don't just go, I'm going to just buy the tickets.
Like, because you can always, like, sell them.
Buy the half off carnival tickets. Because I could have spent like 500 tickets.
Yeah.
Easily.
Easily. Easily.
Especially because I lost my money playing basketball. I was pissed.
Your court was bricking. I was like, what kind of basketball player?
Yeah, it's been a while.
But yeah. No, it was cool. We had the funnel case. We had all the things.
Ashley got hurt. What did you... Did you get a hot dog?
I got a hot dog.
You got a hot dog, yeah.
It was good.
She wanted the funnel cake, the hot dog. She wanted the whole situation.
I wanted the whole experience of
what is that called?
I
can't even think of it. Never mind.
Yeah. Zipline.
It's not a zipline.
It's a... I don't know.
Don't even worry about it.
But yeah. We had it. It was cool. It was a blast, y'all. What else did we do? So many things,
y'all. Seriously. Ridiculous.
After we did the rodeo, we've been fishing.
So Ashley went fishing for the first time. We didn't catch any fish.
That's all right.
But, you know.
It was an amazing experience. I feel renewed after that. Like, just being on the water.
Yeah.
That was everything to me.
Yeah, you was chilling.
We was handling
like squid and crab and stuff.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that. I'm allergic to shellfish, so that's... a little fun fact about me. I've never eaten anything like shrimp, lobster, crawfish, crab, anything like that.
When we go to Mexico, her tab says no crustaceans.
Yeah. It's so funny.
So we know to say that everywhere they speak Spanish.
One of your family members is like, oh, you a cheap date, Ash. Yeah.
Crab
like, you a cheap date. I thought that was so funny.
It's crawfish season. Like, yeah, I only got to buy crawfish with me.
Listen, that's it.
I can spend the 10, 11, 12 on the crawfish.
You feel me? That is so funny. But yeah, so we went fishing. That was awesome. And something else we did that was super, super cool. Your girls were a panelist for an event for couples.
Yep.
So it was called Pillow Talk 2 here in Houston by Unwaveringly Black. Oh my gosh, it was so amazing, y'all. We couldn't record it because it was like very intimate. They didn't want live streaming or anything like that so people can freely speak.
Yeah.
But we got some pics that we'll put up on the gram on the Wellness Wives podcast so y'all can see it. It was fun.
Yeah,
shout out
to the Jacksons and the Lawsons, you know, for even including us in the conversation. You know how I feel about marriage with community and marriage in community, having other couples that you could talk to and, you know, just bounce different relationship issues off of. It's so important, right?
It is.
And I'm glad that we actually found people in our city because I think that's a luxury, right? It's one thing to, like, go to other places and, you know, we love the community that we have outside of Houston, but being able to build in Houston with other couples who have like similar values, morals, and beliefs is like perfect. So
yes,
I had a time. The couples that were there enjoyed it, and we was also on the panel with the Wells, who lovely ladies. So yeah, it was a great time.
And your girls won a game.
Oh yeah, we won a game. So it's like, how well do you know your partner? Of course, we went 5-for-5.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
We was the only couple that got all the answers right. So it's kind of like we had to close our eyes so we couldn't cheat.
Yeah.
And they would ask us a question and we would say, oh, that's more of Ashley or more of Courtney.
Yep.
And we won.
We won.
It's the bragging rights for me.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, we the champions. For this year, we the champions. So,
yeah. But
so put us up against anybody.
It's up.
So we also got invited to a Rockets game. So I love sports, but I haven't really been into sports as much.
Mm-hmm.
But the Rockets are on a Win Street, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like we've been in the space to see this abundant season that we have in it. And really being from Houston, you know, Clutch City, we got 2 championships. We want to get back to that glory. Would have loved to have a WNBA team because we would have season tickets
that
for
sure. Would be live.
But since we don't, we'll enjoy the Houston Rockets. And shout out to OG Net, man. She real popping.
You know, she popping.
We like, how you find this, OG? But yeah, it's cool.
Through Ash and Court.
Yeah, through Ash and Court. If you don't know, if you haven't checked out Ash and Court, ashandcourt.com, where you're going to find the hottest streetwear accessories. All right, we got the best adornments in the game, probably the widest variety and selection. We have a lot of handmade pieces. Everything's done with love. So y'all make sure y'all go check out Ash and Court. That was a shameless plug. But shout out to Nat. Shout out to the Houston Rockets, and thank y'all for the invite for the elites, because we felt like some elites.
It was very cool. Like, we damn near had floor seats. She also like had this free parking for us that we didn't even know about. So usually
it's like a freaking tunnel attached to the building. I'm gonna set this up for y'all. It's pouring down raining. I already been planning to drop Ashley off at the front of the thing because she just got her fresh silk press, y'all.
Period.
You know, one thing about me, I'm a whore for the silk press. Anyways, I'm already planning to drop her off. Pull up to the spot. I see where, first of all, I'm checking out, seeing where the parking pass is at. It's like a garage with a freaking tunnel, not a tunnel, but like a sky bridge.
Yeah,
it's like for the elites, literally. For the elites. Like, I'm not bullshitting. You're not even touching the street. You're not getting wet. None of that. You're not with the common people.
You know what I mean?
And then we got club passes, so we all in the back. We walking on the floor. It was great, y'all. We was having fun. So we definitely are gonna look forward to more Houston Rockets games. Because that's definitely on the things to do list.
Facts. So much fun.
Shout out to Proper Studios.
We
pulled up to Proper Studio. I believe it's an art gallery. They throw some cool little parties up in there.
Why we didn't get home until 4:00 in the morning?
Y'all, when I say it's been years.
Years. Like,
my meter don't even last past 11.
First of all, we was in there so long, vibing, talking, having a good time, vibing, that it was empty. And I was like, y'all, I think it's closed. So
yeah,
when
it was empty.
Yeah, I was like, I think the place is closed. So when we walked out, they was cleaning up.
They was leaving.
We was like, oh, shit. Good time.
Great time. It was R&B night, so they was playing all the jammers. They played Luther Vandross. I ain't never heard Luther Vandross in the spot.
Listen.
So that was a first for me. So
it was lit. Y'all check that out. Proper Studios in East End, Houston. And on Thursdays is R&B night. But they do things on different nights. So y'all check it out.
Definitely something to do.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And last but not least. The good Friday fish fry. Oh. Augustine HTX, Chef Dominic Lee.
Yes, you can find him, Chef Dom Lee, on Instagram. And this place is in the historical Third Ward.
Yeah.
It was so swanky.
Y'all know it's 2 parts of Third Ward. I see people talking about this on Twitter, talking about where Beyonce from. Beyonce from Third Ward, one of the toughest neighborhoods. And let me tell you something about Houston. You go to a tough neighborhood, you bend a corner, It's a very nice, affluent neighborhood. Yeah. So Beyonce's from Thurlwood, but she from a different side. Mm-hmm. And we were on this side having a lovely feast for Good Friday. And it felt so good, man, just to be around people and like catch the vibe. Something different in Houston. You know what I'm
yes.
saying?
Yes. It was aesthetically beautiful. It was in a really big mansion, like home that they are turning into. I want to say it's going to be like a boutique hotel.
I believe it's called King David.
Yes. Yeah. And also he will open up his restaurant there as well. Yep. I believe come summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pool in the backyard. I mean, just lovely.
Very nice. Like one thing I can say is like when we stepped outside to the backyard, it didn't feel like Houston no more. I was like, this
yeah,
is
it was odd. Great. It was like, where am I? It's like we entered a curated, portal of some sort.
Manicured lawn in the back.
Yes.
Pool with the light, like beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay.
Very
show
nice.
Me some third ward.
So the food. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I, as y'all know, I couldn't eat everything. So this was Creole inspired.
Creole inspired.
But you were able to eat everything, Courtney.
I ate everything.
What was your favorite thing on the menu?
My favorite thing was the crab with crawfish etouffee.
Okay.
Like that was so fire.
Yeah.
And I believe, I think it was 8 different things. Was it 8 or 9 different things?
It was like 9, I think.
A couple of potatoes. One was the sweet with the spice, and one was like a
savory,
more savory potato. Mm-hmm. There was corn and tomato, which is a southern dish. There was a greens southern
yes,
dish.
They had the collard greens mixed with the kale.
Mm-hmm.
Then they also had like a casserole that was broccoli,
cauliflower, and cheese.
Delicious.
That was really good.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my favorite, like I said, was that crawfish. But I also ate red snapper for the first time, y'all.
Listen.
And it was actually
the whole fish.
Now, let me tell you.
With teeth.
I'm country, but I ain't never ate a whole, like when they fried a whole fish up,
yeah.
I never ate that. And so when it came on the table with a beautiful like slaw,
yes.
I was looking like,
oh, this is the real deal.
And I'm at the table. We at the table with like other foodies, and they like, and I'm like, dang, I ain't even watched to see how y'all picked the meat off the bones. And they was like, bro, just dig in.
Just,
like,
dig, just dig in. Okay, so this was the coolest thing about it because I've never experienced an eatery like this before.
Yeah.
So basically, it was just a table maybe of like 8 people. Uh-huh. And
no,
you just,
it was 6.
It was 6. It was you 6. Just sit down.
Yeah.
Right, like if you were 2 people, cool, you sit down, 2 more people may come, or 3
oh,
sit
yeah.
down, and y'all don't know each other at all.
Yeah.
But y'all about to break bread together, and you're finna essentially meet strangers and
yeah.
have a good time and eat together and pass the plates around.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought that was like so cool.
So it was definitely like a community thing, and we've experienced this when I went out with my friends, and I have like
mm-hmm.
when we went out with my friend, I have a friend from every country, goddamn.
Yeah.
No bullshit. So in a lot of different places, you know, they share their food that way.
Yes.
And so Ashley, not knowing nobody, she looking like, why are everybody eating off each other's plate? And I'm like, girl, this is what we did. You
now,
know,
see,
this,
I felt like that was different.
Well, I'm telling you, it's their culture.
Yeah, I feel
so
you.
I have an Asian friend. I have a Nigerian friend, Jamaican
yeah.
friend. You know
mm-hmm,
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's like so many different
right,
cultures
right, right.
that literally eat like that. So
it's
we
true.
Were sharing food. In the same sense, it was your plate, but you giving somebody a leg, quarter, somebody wants some plantain, you give them
right.
some plantain, you know,
right, right, right.
that type of thing. So that's kind of what, that's what the vibe was last night. Is like, it was the community serving with the big spoon, and
yes.
everybody passed the plate. You waiting for, I want that. You point, somebody pass it to you. So
yes.
it definitely was a breaking bread type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
even though we didn't have any bread, we did have rum cake, though, and it was really delicious.
Yeah, the dessert was rum cake. And when I say the liquor was
it
up in there.
It was rum in there.
It was in there. Like, yeah, delicious.
No, it was
oh my
so
gosh.
Fire. So it was, like, the perfect thing. And it's so funny because it was a lot of, like, food people there. Like, people that specifically go and critique food
yeah.
were in the building. Some of the, you know, big top
cool.
Houston, you know, I don't know. We don't know. We were invited by somebody who we definitely going to be working in the future. Y'all going to see it, but. It was cool.
They had a DJ that was playing nothing but like Louisiana music to go music. Along with the Creole theme.
Good Friday.
So I was like, yeah. This is good.
It was
this
great.
This is good. And also the chef is super cool. So, super you know, cool. A lot of chefs have that air about them.
Yeah.
He wasn't like that. He was cool.
He still was the man.
He
knew he was the man.
He was the man for sure. But you know, chefs can be something else.
Yeah. So shout out to Chef Dominique.
Shout out to Chef Dominique.
And the Augustine HTX. We appreciate that. Let's see. Where else? Okay. So let's get into some of the stuff we watching.
Yes.
We watched Jared Carmichael? Watched the first episode of this Jared Carmichael documentary series, reality television. Reality,
yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? I thought it was fake. I'm thinking they fake. I'm like,
man, you crazy.
Give these niggas the Emmy. They got it. Tyler, give him the Emmy. When I see him sucking the feet, I was
like, yo, when this nigga pulled his dude feet straight up out the sock and then stuck his toes in his mouth started eating his feet, I was done.
We're packing you up, Jared. That's unwell behavior.
I'm like, you know what? He put this in here for shock value because there ain't no way. Ain't no way.
I can't blame him for being in love with Tyler, though, because Tyler's a great guy.
So, okay. I want to talk about... He's in love with Tyler, and that's what this whole first episode was kind of about, of him coming out, being gay, and loving Tyler. Would you say? Yes. And
Mama not approving.
Mama not approving.
Going to the Emmys.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's that website he loves?
Grindr.
Yeah. Okay. That's what the whole thing was about. But
Lord.
There was a part where he actually wanted to talk to Tyler in person and profess his love for him for the second time. And he blew that shit off so bad.
Tyler, like, are we done? That's why I'm like, this is scripted at this point.
I don't think it was. I think it was like...
Y'all tell us, do y'all think that's scripted or not? If you watched the Jared Carmichael first episode, y'all think it's scripted? Let us know. I want to know. Because I think it's scripted.
Well,
it's like the Vince Staples show, but like... Well, Vince Staples is scripted as fuck, but... I don't know.
You think the whole thing is like, this is not real?
Not the whole thing. I think it's like
some things.
You know, reality TV is like that. Yeah. Some things are real. Some things.
I definitely think eating feet is definitely scripted.
I think that's real.
No, I think it's scripted. It's like, come over here,
do
bro.
Do you know what they be doing on the maps?
Suck your feet.
Do you know what they do on Grindr and like Jack and stuff?
Oh, I'm sure.
No, I'm serious.
They fuck.
So that's why I think it's real. That's his kink. He want to suck feet.
He had booty butter on there, which I never even heard of that before.
Why would you need booty butter?
I mean, I know stuff. Like, I know about poppers. Like, I know things. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Not that I'm, you feel me? But I'm like, what's that? Anyways.
The booty butter was wild.
It was different. He said like, it's shorty, when touching you want to have sex unprotected. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, he's wild.
Wild guy. But y'all check that out.
Jared Carmichael on Max is insane. The first episode is I don't know if I'm watching anymore. God. But
really? I'm gonna watch it because it's ridiculous.
I think having Tyler on there was for shock value. Cause he's a nut. He don't give a fuck. Like Tyler been saying he fucking boys for years. Nobody gave a shit.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we still don't care because he's cool. He get a pass. We watched Quiet on the Set about Dan Snyder and Nickelodeon.
Oh my goodness.
And that was insane. I see why Orlando Brown be spazzing out and tripping.
Yeah.
Because he done seen some shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, if you haven't seen Quiet on the Set, basically all our little childhood shows that we was watching were produced and created by a weirdo. And you know, Hollywood's doing Hollywood's thing, which is protecting pedos and Brian Peck and Drake Bell. It's a whole lot in the series. It's about 4 or 5 episodes. If you want to relive your childhood and see all the sick, twisted things that they were insinuating in some of those shows, I would suggest you check it out. You know,
yeah, it was just disgusting to see. Like, as an adult, like, looking back at it, I was cringing over here watching it.
They let Dan Snyder get away with too much for him to be that unattractive. I would have slapped the shit out of Dan.
Facts. Bitch, what?
Yeah, better than me, because I would have all eight of them cheese. Wow. Fuck out of here, Dan. You're weirdo, bro.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah, I checked that out.
Yeah, so favorite time of the year, March Madness, college teams everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Or bracket busting and doing shit that's disgusting. Busting. So they've been talking about how the women's game is more popular than the men's game these days. And I definitely agree, because I couldn't name one men's player right now outside of Bronny James. And I don't even think he gets 10 minutes of tick. But as far as the women, I know a lot of them. And right now, I think I don't even know who I'm rooting for. South Carolina. I love Dawn Staley because she's pretty much part of my childhood, and what she's been able to do at South Carolina is very commendable, so I'm definitely going for South Carolina in the tournament. For the men, I don't even know who in it, so I can't hold it.
Damn.
Yeah, but let's see, what else?
Music. Beyonce.
Period. That's the music section of the podcast. And we're gonna get into it.
And we're done. Nah. No, Cowboy Carter.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
The playback is perfect. Yeah. Like, it's something that you want to play like over and over and over.
Favorite song, you know, on the album.
It feels romantic.
It does.
Yeah.
It feels like a love story. So Not a love story, but like a romanticize your life story. Let's say that. I'm in love with my life story.
Yes.
She has Rumi on there. Rumi said, "Blue, you not gonna be the only one with no Grammy. I'm coming for it." And I love the song. I believe it's is it Protector or Bodyguard that Rumi's on? I don't know. I love both of them songs. But my favorite song is the song with Miley Cyrus. I think it's called Two Most Wanted.
Yes. Absolutely love it.
And I was telling Ash, it's like when you discover that strawberry, like chocolate covered strawberries, is good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and it just all melt into each other. It just melts
and blends. Like, the strawberry is a little bitter. It got
a little twang.
But that
to
chocolate
it.
Come on it, and it just soothed everything out. And that's what that record do for me. It's also a love record. So, you know, I got my Passenger Princess, so for life. So I'm fucking with it.
Period. I love the album, though. We giving this one a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, definitely. I was cleaning to it this morning, so I was like, I'm fucking with it. I wasn't necessarily like the biggest fan of Renaissance. Just cause I'm real low key.
Yeah.
So a lot of bouncing and stuff. Yeah, I'm not doing all that. But like the cowboy, the songwriting, the storytelling, the music,
you
the harmonies.
You can see the music. You can see it.
It's evoking emotion from you, and it's striking on more than one of your senses. Like, you're not just hearing it, you're feeling it, you're hearing it, you're seeing it.
And you're visualizing it. Yeah. So good. So good. So everybody hating Drake right now.
Everybody's hating Drake. I know y'all heard the
And disc. I also think he's trolling people.
Of course.
Like, for sure.
Drake is always trolling people.
Yeah.
What's the song?
Like That.
Like That. That's what it is.
It is Future. Metro Boomin, yep, and Kendrick
is featured on the song. Like That. Everybody done heard it. Everybody know Kendrick is taking shots at J. Cole. Kendrick is taking shots at Drake and whoever else Kendrick is talking to.
He said,
"It
ain't no big three. It's just
Big Me." And then Beyonce drops, and it's just Big B.
And then you know, and so that's that.
And we move right along from Kendrick.
And that's just
Kendrick's
that.
Not one of my top three. So I like Kendrick though, but I'm not.
Not gonna hold you. His first album, again, it was an album that you can visually see.
Oh my god, I still think there's an opportunity. Like, you know, for my favorite songs or my favorite projects, it's still opportunity to create these moments.
Right.
Good Kid, Mad City is definitely a docuseries. A mini series.
It really reminds me of what was that documentary we were just talking about yesterday, and you was like, the 90s babies weren't even born back then. You had did a quote from it. You was like, where that came from? And I was like, I don't know.
Oh, Snow on the Bluff.
Snow on the Bluff. Whatever you do, keep this motherfucker rolling. That album, to me, could go on Snow on the Bluff, like soundtrack. Yeah. It was crazy.
Good Kid, Mad City was definitely a fucking movie. Snow on the Bluff is crazy. Whatever you do, keep that motherfucker rolling.
If y'all never seen Snow on the Bluff, because you might be like too young.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, just turn this podcast off.
Go and like Google it, YouTube it. I don't know. It was a time.
Getting into my favorite segment of This What I Heard. So y'all know we try to ask our people a question as it relates to something that, you know, we kind of go through, or something that we do just to get other people's opinion to see if we being crazy or if everybody else is crazy. And clearly, everybody's always crazy. So in This What I Heard, the boys have let me down. Ash asked a question.
I asked, are y'all boiling y'all dicks? And I did a poll.
And what she mean by that?
Yeah, what I mean by that is,
to clean it.
Okay. We don't want to miss that part.
That's what I'm saying.
Because that's what this is all about. This is about sanitizing that
dick. This is sanitizing your penis 101.
Okay. So, for, you know, my understanding, the way that you sanitize the dick is to boil it.
Okay.
You can, first you wash it. Then you throw it in the water, let it do its thing, and then blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yes.
So, it's going around
what
that
I know. I don't know.
A lot of people are not doing that at all. Right? We old school lesbians. And even when we went... even when we went to the sex store, they'll let you know, like, to boil it.
How,
like,
to properly care for the type of penis that you have.
Exactly.
Like, what it's made
now,
out of.
Now, I'm going to be honest. The ones that you cannot, like, boil, I don't want the dick.
Right.
I don't want it. If I can't sanitize it in that type of way, I'm good on it. Personally.
Maybe say, if we not, if the cleaning is just a...
If you just...
If all y'all doing is putting a little soap that you're not supposed to put in your vagina on the dick and then washing it and putting it out to dry, Ashley says she don't want it.
I don't want that.
So we can't.
I don't want that.
And one thing about me, this is a pleasure tip.
Okay, come on, pleasure
what
tip.
What Ashley wants as far as size, type, feel, material, Ashley gets.
I'm going to tell y'all. Because she's been through
the one taking
the dick.
Period.
So, we've been together, y'all know, going on 13 years.
Oh, my God. How many dicks do you think we've had?
We've had a lot of dicks. I remember the first dick we had.
I do, too.
It was red and had a little curve in it.
And if you boil that motherfucker, it might melt. We didn't have
you
him on.
We didn't. But, I mean, we done went through different sizes, material.
Type.
Veins,
feel.
No veins, glass.
Oh my God!
Crystal, glow in the dark. All kinds, right? But yeah, I've always known for Court to boil her dick.
Yeah,
and when I come down the stairs, and when I come in the house, and that dick in that pot, I already know what time it is.
Here we go. Here we go.
I already know what time it is. So anyways, y'all let us know if y'all sanitize that way. You can also put it in a dishwasher. Now, for some people, that's a little wild, you know. But again, you just want that hot, hot water.
You put it in a dishwasher, that bitch gonna be in there for 45. Why the dishwasher run for 3 hours? Like, I be pissed.
No, the dishwasher do run for like 3 hours.
I'm pissed as hell, the dishwasher run. That bitch gonna be so sanitized. Don't sanitize it no more.
No more.
It got a lifetime sanitation on it. Sanitization on it.
I was actually doing a little bit of investigation on this topic, and what I noticed is a lot of girls were saying, you know, well, when we get together, just give me a new dick.
Okay.
Because I guess they were like, you know, you don't have to boil the dick that you have. I want a new dick.
Okay.
Right. But I think that they were missing that throughout the relationship, still boil the dick. You feel me? Like, just because you can crack a new dick out the plastic, use it, you still need to boil it.
Two and things so, can be true at the same time.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I just, new for dick, those who don't know.
Same boiling.
Right. And for those who don't know, the dick could be yours. You can be in a monogamous relationship. You still need to boil it. Things get attached onto it. Dust.
Depending on how you store it.
That matters. You see, if you're putting it in a bag or some people just throw the dick wherever. So you, like, still need to sanitize it.
We use lube, so we're going to have to clean that motherfucker. Sanitize it anyway, because it might be lubed up.
TMI. But also, y'all, use lube, because I be hearing a lot of people, we going somewhere else. Anyway,
they be saying it's supposed to be wet. It's like, but
it's supposed to be wet, but also
the slippery the better.
You feel me? Like, for more pleasure,
you know. And sometimes you know, wetness is not an indication of arousal. Because you could be wet for no goddamn reason. You know what I'm saying? Freaky toads.
No, like, you know, get you some good little eco friendly lube. Okay. Speaking of dicks, let's get into the topic of the episode. Mm-hmm. The art of pleasure.
The art of pleasure. Mm. What does that sound like?
Sounds like.
That's when I have to get in my strap a lot of voice. You know what I'm saying? I got to start talking like this because really we trying to get into it. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay. You probably can't even really hear me.
No, I'm sure we can.
I got to turn this bitch up real loud.
Strap-a-lot Records in this thing.
Shout out to Strap-a-lot.
So, what is pleasure? Just basic. It's the feeling of satisfaction, being happy, or to give and receive sexual enjoyment or satisfaction. So, to be pleased, right? So, babe, how important is pleasure to you?
Okay. So, pleasure is one of those things that I would say, depending on if you talk about sexual pleasure, are you talking
both
about pleasure?
Let's talk about in general and sexual
okay
pleasure.
So sexual pleasure for me is very important because I have a very curious and busy mind, right? So okay, I'm like, I can be thinking about all kind of shit while I'm having sex if I'm not feeling it, you know what
yeah
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And first of all, let me rephrase, let me say that over.
Okay.
I am thinking about all kind of shit while I'm having
okay
sex.
Okay.
It's not even a question of whether or not I'm gonna be like, you focused know, even when I'm telling myself, all right, we finna have sex, let's just get focused and let's just do the thing, I'm right still, yeah. So okay, it'd be voices in my head.
Yes.
So it's important for me to receive and have pleasure and feel pleasure because it makes me focus.
Yes.
Now I have to pay attention to, am I breathing? You know, ooh, where you know how I that feels. Like, where am I? Because I close my eyes and, baby, I be on seeing starships on Bankhead. But I'm serious. So yeah, it's important for me to, like, be into it and be enjoying sex because yes, I will drift. And it's easy for me to drift. And that's kind of how I could gauge my relationships prior to you sexually.
Okay.
Is whether or not I was engaged and focused in the act. You get gotcha what I'm saying? That matters because yes, it's like, oh shit, I ain't never been paying right attention enough.
Like tuned in, like present.
To have the pleasure, to receive the things that come with the pleasure. You feel
yes
what I'm saying?
Yes.
So yeah, I think it's very important now, mm-hmm, knowing that I understand that now. It's like, yeah, yeah. Before, I think I was maybe, you know, and this is like lesbian lingo, mm-hmm, teetering a touch me not where it didn't necessarily have to be me being pleased.
Okay.
Physically.
Yes.
I'm mentally stimulated by something.
Right.
I might like to watch myself and I'm thinking I'm going off. So right, I'm watching myself, you know.
Yeah. I feel that.
Cause it's, something's wrong.
Like I did that.
Yeah.
Right.
Something's wrong up there until I get somebody I want to watch. You know what I'm
right
saying? I'm just saying.
I feel that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's very important. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you? How important is pleasure for you?
Yeah, I think pleasure is very important for me. I mean, just being my nature of yeah a sexual woman, very sensual. I'm a Scorpio. And the things that they say about Scorpios, not the whole part, but just how we are sexual.
Yeah.
And that's true. That's a part of the body also, is the genital area is Scorpio. So, yeah, it's important to me to be pleased. If not, then I'm not happy.
Exactly.
I'm very irritable.
And you fussy.
I'm very fussy.
Even though you can please yourself.
Let's talk about
you
it.
You make it a Courtney job.
That's not true.
All right. That's another topic,
give myself the best orgasms.
When was the last time you...
Exactly.
She gonna tell me something I don't want to know. Then we gonna have to stop the part.
See what I'm saying?
Cut the part.
So, yeah, I think pleasure is so important. And also knowing that I deserve to be pleased, and that I'm not ashamed. I think that is just real rebellious as a woman.
Yeah.
To speak up in that way.
I think so. It is rebellious. I think that's what real sexual liberation is. I don't necessarily think that it always has to look like I can fuck who I want to fuck.
Right.
More so, I can pleasure myself, or I know what pleasure is for me.
Yes.
And so, like, you can't take it away from me.
Right.
You can't deny me of it.
Exactly.
And because I can give it to myself, you can't even give it to me.
Come on now.
You might just be able to fill in.
Right.
At times when I don't want to give it to myself. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I definitely think that's what, like, true sexual liberation is knowing your pleasure, like, knowing, you know.
Yes.
And we also have, like, 8,000 nerves in our clitoris, which can be, you know, stimulated in different times. Just the different ways that we are pleased as women. A lot of sensuality, a lot of touching.
Yes.
Women are often, I wouldn't say, like, looked at as hypersexual, but they are, right? So women are often looked at hypersexual if they center pleasure in, you know, in sex. And so I think that's kind of like, we can thank big patriarchy for that.
Right.
As to why women feel like, you know, they shouldn't be having pleasure.
It's very true.
And then you get into, like, mass women and, you know, how we tend to have, you know, receive pleasure. Like I talked about touch me nots. Opposite of a touch me not is going to be
a pillow princess.
Well, the partner for a touch me not is going to be a pillow princess who, you know, receives. Don't mind just laying on the pillow and getting that goods feel.
Right.
So, yeah.
And I want to say, like, for the touch me nots and the pillow princesses, like, that's okay. So in our community, there's a lot of shame around what we like for pleasure.
Right.
And a lot of people be trying to put off what they enjoy on other people.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand it. But because you don't understand it, don't mean that it's something that's wrong or shameful.
Yeah.
Or it don't make sense to you. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, if a woman don't want to be touched down there, like, that's fine.
Right.
Don't worry about how she getting her pleasure. She getting her pleasure.
Right.
You feel me? Like, so yeah, I think that in our community, even like for mass women, it's like certain things that people feel like they are not supposed to do, like take strap. Why deny yourself of pleasure if that's what you like?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I definitely think, like, it's very tricky because I've seen, like, couples maybe get into it. Break up and then somebody saying, oh, well, she like dick.
Right.
If she was vulnerable enough with you and open enough with you to, like, let you explore her in that way, why would you use that as a knock to like try to make her feel away?
Right.
I think that exposed, you know, more about a person, you know, who would do that type of thing than it does about the person that likes strap. She comfortable in her shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You the one feeling like an aha moment because you got to expose it. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely think, like, it is, like, in our community, we can't be toxic to each other, you know? I think that's just one of the things that, you know, we are shamed for who we are. And then you come into a community and you get shamed for who you are even more. And it sucks, right?
Yeah.
But like I said, pleasure is yours to get. Nobody can take it away from you. So even if, you know, whatever you like if you bisexual and you mask, who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As long as you being safe with how you getting down, you know? I don't think it should matter. Like, however you are pleased, I say pursue it.
And period. Yeah. That's that. I don't think that it takes away your masculinity with what you like sexually or how you like to be pleased. Or, you know, we just talking about pleasure all the way around. If you like, if you're a mass person and you like to take a bubble bath.
Yeah. Because I'm going to be in there.
You feel me? Like, it's nothing bubbles wrong with that. If that makes you happy, do it.
It don't make you more feminine because you know, that type of thing.
Because you put in, like, oils and things in your water.
Oh, my God. You better take care of your skin.
You feel me? Like,
number one organ that we got is our skin. You got to take care of her.
You got to take care of your skin. No, seriously. But, like, pleasure for women has been put to the back burner for ages. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are a woman and you are sexual, you deem to be like a whore. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we weren't supposed to get pleasure out of sex.
Yeah.
We were only supposed to, like, give as, like, I don't know, for childbirth or something, you
You're supposed to have the children and do the chore. Yeah.
And that's it. So, it's seen as not being ladylike.
Yeah.
You know? And so, it's so many different reasons why.
There's so many double standards, too, right? Because, like, men can, however they are pleased and... Mm-hmm. However they go about getting pleasure is not policed as much as women.
Yeah.
And even like being lesbian, like as much as it's looked at as like a perversion, it feels quite normal for me. Like, I don't know intimacy with a man. Right. You know what I'm saying? All I know is like intimacy with women, even as a younger person. Mm-hmm. So it's I never saw it as like perverted. I saw it as like normal. And it wasn't like I'm doing something that's not, you know.
Yeah,
I learned pleasure on the later in life of like what I'm actually supposed to be feeling out of this situation. But
yeah,
I definitely think like just women in general are police for having sex. They don't want us to do shit,
right?
But have babies,
right?
You know what I'm saying? They don't want us to. Yeah, they don't want us to have anything. So it's definitely a different perspective for us when we talk about pleasure as an art, because one, we work together, so we're together a lot. We stimulate each other in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
We also don't have any children. We don't have any pressure in our marital status either. I think a lot of things that can take away or eat at a woman's pleasure is the responsibilities that she has within her other relationships, i.e. being a mom, i.e. being a wife.
Yes.
You know, in a heterosexual relationship. And then if you are in a relationship that maybe practices some of the heteronormative standards, then you may feel the pressure as well to be this type of wife. And I think that could, you know, strip a woman of her ability to even be stimulated mentally to receive pleasure, because a lot of your senses, like a lot of your pleasure is going to be 80% mental first. You know what I'm saying? So if you can't even think in a space to be sexual, then you're going to struggle with giving and getting pleasure.
Yeah. I agree with that. You know, if you are in a relationship with someone where you cannot be yourself, where you can't voice what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah.
Also, if you don't feel safe with this person.
Safety is very important.
It's very important. Yeah. If you don't feel loved or seen. It's so many different things feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
Even with your body. A lot of the things around sex or pleasure, when you're with your person, happens like outside of like the bedroom.
Yep.
So the way you talk to your partner.
Yeah.
You compliment them. You know, flirt, kiss, cuddle.
Yeah.
Attention. You know what I'm saying? Like quality time. Just things that where when it is time, it's like
I'm already loving on me.
You know, like I feel open and safe and I'm ready to receive pleasure. Like to receive pleasure is a very vulnerable thing.
Yeah.
Like you just land it all out.
Yeah.
Because you can be in the act and very closed off and not receiving any pleasure at all.
Right.
Because you don't feel like you trust this person. You're going through the whole motion, but you're not allowing them to even take you there.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would just suck to have sex with someone that's closed off. Yeah. You know, like where it's like, damn, you don't even trust me enough to like let me take you there. You feel me?
And then like it's also, like I said, it's a lot of like mental things that come with that. So I think even in a relationship, let's say you're in a relationship, you listening to this and you haven't found a way to like, you know, open your partner up to letting you do certain things or them being comfortable, mm-hmm. I would definitely like tap in with them mentally.
Yeah.
And just ask them about their wellness, because sometimes a lot of, like we was talking about how anxiety, how depression, mm-hmm. how stress can literally eat at your sex drive. You can't receive pleasure if you stressing about work, or you frustrated with bills, or you depressed mm-hmm. because of, you know, the economics, you know, the economical status of the country. Like certain things can't matter. You know what I mean? Yeah. When it comes to pleasure, but they might be on your, you know, at the front of your head. So you can't even get there mentally. So yeah,
it's true. Like to me, pleasure feels like also like just tapping into all your senses.
Yeah.
Like I love to receive pleasure in like a multitude of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So be it what I'm eating.
She need that mouth.
Really?
Sorry.
Visually, like right now, I have a sense of like happiness and joy just because of my scene. Like we have all these different lights set up right now in our house.
It's the light therapy for me.
And it is like light therapy is a real thing.
Yeah.
Like I like the candles lit. Like I like all of that.
Yeah.
That brings me pleasure, you know? So for me, pleasure starts off with yourself. Like you can't look for pleasure outside of yourself. You can only allow somebody to like come in and you open them up to what is pleasurable to you. But you know, you have to allow them to give you pleasure.
You do.
You can't look for it.
You
got
to be
yourself.
Open to it.
Yeah.
So I think one way that can help people with finding out their pleasure or finding out their kinks and what they like is definitely advocating for yourself. So it's very hard to talk to a partner about sex, but I feel like conversations around sex does strengthen a relationship. So if you're in a relationship and you're finding it hard to even talk about sex, I can imagine just how hard it is to get to these points. So
yes.
Advocating for yourself, saying what you like, expressing what you may dislike with something,
right.
You know, how would you come to a partner that wasn't doing something right? Like, how do you bring that up in conversation?
You know what? I would actually do it in a way, and maybe this is passive aggressive, but but I would kind of like teach.
Okay.
During.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Like, baby, why don't you?
Yeah.
You know, suck it like this.
No, you really like
why
that.
Why don't you? You feel me?
Not that she had to tell me anything.
like, grab it like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Kind of coach them along. If it's something that they're doing that I absolutely don't like, then I would definitely have to say that hurt,
like,
or
stop.
Uncomfortable, yeah. Or yeah,
but that's part, like I said, that's part of the finding out what you like and what you dislike, mm-hmm. is actually saying, hey babe,
yeah,
that's not it, like let's try this, you know.
Yeah.
Open communication about sex is like,
and I've had to do it before,
it will save your relationship like more than not, you know.
Yes.
If you just communicate your do's and don'ts,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe your don'ts turn into do's and maybe your do's turn into don'ts,
right.
But we'll cross those bridges when we get here, but for now,
right,
this is what I like, this is what I don't like.
Yeah, and take your ego out of it.
Yeah,
you know,
help me help you.
Yes, because you don't want to be doing something that I don't enjoy.
Yeah.
You're wasting your time.
Yeah.
We don't even have to be doing this at all.
Yeah.
So if I'm telling you like, hey, I don't like this, can you do that instead? Then you would want to do that instead. So that way you know that you are pleasing me.
Yeah.
Other than that, you wasting your time.
Yeah.
And who wants to do that?
Yeah.
Well, we just going through the motion. You're not doing... That has happened to me.
Yeah.
I'm constantly telling you I don't like this.
And you still doing
it. And you're doing this because I don't know what you got that off of porn. You seen, you know, like, did you see somebody doing that on porn and you think that this is the way to have sex?
Yeah.
I don't like that. Also, all pussies are not created the same.
Right.
So don't do me how you did your ex.
Right.
Your ex liked it like that. Cool.
We're going to have to switch some things up.
I don't like it like that, love.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
Because you should be able to run that audible play and still hit the swamp.
Exactly. You know when they say, like, a woman knows what another woman wants? I don't think that's necessarily true.
Damn.
There's too many women, low-key, you know, who are having issues in their sex life with their wives and girlfriends.
I think it's assumed that women, I think we know how to care for each other more, right? Mm-hmm. I think not all women, most women. I think a lot of women are nurturers, are caring people. And so you get in the same sex relationship and you kind of expect that. But I do think that we struggle with, like, finding pleasure. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And finding the balance for it. I don't think it's always just, like, you know, this strap, that strap. You know, even for... No, I'm serious. Like, even for us, like, we had this thing. It wasn't necessarily a... I don't know. It wasn't, like, a drought or anything. But for me, I was just like... I got to find something else, you know. Yeah. We got to do something. And let's add something, you know. And I wasn't into toys, sex toys. And then we went to the sex store and got a little toy for me. And it's been, like, perfect, you know. Like, and it's, Ashley can control it. It's not insert. I don't insert it. It's
a remote. And then you put the other one, like, kind of in the strap area.
Mm-hmm. You put it
and
in the
harness. And it has different vibrations.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can control it.
And I found out that that's something that I actually am stimulating by.
Right.
I would imagine it. No, I don't think it's like the rose. The rose is, you said it's like a sucking.
No, it's very similar. It's a vibrator. So I would say similar.
Yeah, it's probably. Smaller. And I don't use it all the time, but it is something like a treat.
Right. It might, to like turn it up, you know.
Might give me a heart attack. I got to take it off.
But I mean, you were open enough to like try something different,
right? So, it was like I needed to experiment. We was experimenting with a lot though. Yeah. It was like I'm very visual, so I think we got like a glow in the dark strap. So it was like,
right,
just being freaky toads. We would
it's important. That is important.
We would play rain sounds.
Yeah,
we would play like literally like rainforest, or it sound like a thunderstorm. Mm-hmm. We've done different things.
Temperature play. Which I love.
We do temperature play, which involves boiling the dick. Sorry, guys, if y'all.
But yeah, like get that dick nice and warm. You feel me?
Get that great. Motherfucker.
It was great.
Yeah, we've experimented a lot around pleasure. We've done the waxes. We've done the massages. We've done the, you know, and I think. Because we already there, we literally, like I said, experimenting. Like, it's not like, oh, the sex is bad. Like,
it's fun to just do something different.
Yeah.
You know, like, if we fuck on the patio, we'll make a whole pallet on the patio.
And go at it.
And fuck outside. It's great.
Just like, for the thrill. Just
fun. Right. You know, so just, like, switch it up. If your partner, like... want to do something different, don't think like, oh, when you start wanting to do that.
Yeah, go
like
with the
people
flow.
Have an imagination. So some people are just so
some people full of shit and cheating though.
What no some people are so stuck around a person's sexuality having to do something with somebody else, like things that you I can literally think of some old freak nasty shit that I ain't never done in my life. I want to do it.
Yeah,
it just, matter of fact, it came to me in a dream. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it just came to me.
You can't think like, oh, you must have done this before. Or you want to do it with somebody else, or you cheating, or you like. Now I can't get nasty with you. Now I got to keep it vanilla because you gonna judge me.
Yeah.
So
I guess all in all, y'all, pleasure starts with you. One.
Yes.
You know that you have to be responsible for that thing. Like, if you go into it already thinking it's not going to happen for you, it's not going to happen for you. Because like I said, a lot of sex is mental.
Yes.
Pleasure is the same way. Like, you also need vulnerability for it to happen for you. So you got to let them guards down. Open that chakra sacral up a little bit. Like,
And open that sacral. If you want to really take it deep, open that heart chakra.
Open that heart chakra. Open that sacral chakra. We're going to show y'all a couple of things you can get into to help open you up a little bit and let some of that pleasure up in there. You know what I'm saying? But definitely pay attention to the things that bring you joy.
Yes, just in general.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that helps overall.
Because all that's pleasure.
It's all pleasure.
Yeah.
So learning what you like, what you where you want to eat, where you want to go, things you like to see, what you want to watch. Me, I like nice fabrics on my skin. It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
You know, just like all the things. Yeah. So just get into yourself.
Reclaim your pleasure.
You know what I'm saying? I like that.
If you ain't got nothing else out this episode, I hope you understand how important your pleasure is to you first. Yes. And then you can allow somebody else to help you.
I love that.
When need be.
Yes.
Yeah.
You deserve pleasure.
You deserve pleasure.
Thank you all for tapping in.
We appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, download, tell a friend, tag, getting
keep the conversation going. And when you keep the conversation going, tag your girls. You know what I mean? You love to keep the conversation going without your girls. How important is pleasure for you?
How important is pleasure for you? Okay, is it something that you need in the relationship? Is it something that you don't even know is missing? Or is it something that you would like more help with figuring out? We might have some tips for you.
You might got some tips. You know, let us know.
Let us know.
To connect with us, you can find me on all the things, Instagram, Threads, TikTok. I don't know how long we're going to have it. But the Ashley Tierra. That's T-H-E, Ashley, T-I-E-R-R-A.
And you can also find me on all the platforms at Court Wrote It, C-O-R-T, Wrote It. All right? That's me.
Period.
You can also follow the Wellness Wives on IG.
Yes.
Be dropping some hot visuals for y'all. You know how to be coming.
You feel me? Lock in.
Y'all let us know if y'all like our new theme song. We just want everybody to be well. Something you can play in the morning.
Be well.
All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all for having me.
In the morning, breathing life into my limbs, hit my knees in gratitude. I got plenty thanks to give. Affirmations only rolling off my lips, doing all my mental check-ins. I'm working on my wellness.
You winning for life. Your mental is clear. Your body is nice. You really the one. You stay in your lane, second to none. You stacking your funds. You standing on business but still having fun. You really the it. Your face call legit, you never miss.
Wake up in the morning, breathing life into my limbs, hit my knees in gratitude. I got plenty things to give.
Positive
affirmations only rolling off my lips, doing all my mental check-ins, working on my wellness.
Be well.